Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How do you do?
Hear that?
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hear that?
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hear that?
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hear that?
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hear that?
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey,
is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball, wanna talk music with you.
Hey, man.
That's right, it's a Wednesday at 9. You hear that tune, you know the head man for the Royals, Matt Cotrero, joins us here on Fesco and Dusty. Q, how are you on this Wednesday morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah,
doing
pretty good. Can't
complain.
Doing pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, week in the books. The kid's been called up. What's been the most impressive thing so far for Caglione to Q?
I think it's, you see how hard he hits the ball. I mean, that's an incredible skill set. He squared up a bunch of balls and gotten very little to show for it. Even his outs have been loud for the most part. But that's on the field. Everybody's going to see that. I think more impressively is how he's handled all the attention. I mean, it's not foreign to him as a high pick and a college All-American and all those kinds of things, but it is different at the big league level, and he's been extremely professional.
I think, and this is the feeling that I get, bringing Cags up was great to get him the experience, but I look at the effect that it's had on the rest of the lineup. I think guys feel better now that he's in the lineup. I feel like Bobby's kind of taken off a little bit. Vinny clearly had a hell of a week, with Cags in there. How much of that Cags effect has been felt by everybody else in the locker room, where they got kind of excited that this kid was up here, make their job, I don't want to say easier, but you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, I mean, there was certainly an energy. I mean, we were on the road, and we had a huge turnout in St. Louis. His effect, overall, you're hoping that it deepens the lineup. So far he has done a good job at the plate, and I think that's something that we talk about all the time, whether it's him or somebody else. We need production up and down the lineup, and his production in the long run is going to be more power based than doubles and RBIs. And that's something that our lineup needs. We know that, to your point, Vinny had a great week, not only player of the week in the American League, but his last 6 weeks or so have been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Bobby, as you mentioned, got going a little bit more on the road trip as well. In St. Louis, we swung the bats pretty well overall. So, all of those things we look at as positive signs.
Do you, when you look at big picture of baseball, look at Cags being called up and then the Red Sox calling up Roman Anthony, the Brewers are calling up their top pitching prospect, the White Sox have called up a couple of top prospects over the last couple of weeks. Like, this is really good for baseball, Q. It's kind of new for baseball, too. We're now seeing all these prospects called up sooner rather than later.
Well, the timeline has definitely been sped up. Yeah, I mean, you can even point to within the past couple of years. I mean, the Angels took guys in the same year and put them in the big leagues, whether that was Shanuel or Neto and the pitcher Joyce. So they've done quite a bit of it. Some of that is circumstance and what you currently have in your big league team or your farm system, and others is when the guys just push the timeline, and I haven't followed the career of Roman Anthony, but, from what everybody says, I mean, he's killed the minor leagues. And, in Jack's case, he did exactly what we would have hoped. I mean, we hope that he goes out and kills Double A, goes to Triple A, and he sped the timeline up based on his performance. So good for him. That's what you want. That's what we tell our guys all the time, is go knock the door down and make the decisions tough for us.
I know you don't really focus a whole lot on rivalries or maybe things that get blown out of proportion because of a clip, but there was a clip last night of one Jazz Chisholm talking about how if Michael Garcia tagged him like that again, he'd slap the F out of him. Is there any little bit of scuffle there in that clubhouse with Chisholm and way he kind of handles his business towards the Royals?
Honestly, I don't know. I watched the replay of that. I'm not sure what Michael should have done.
Right. You know,
the ball was right there. It was the throw and the slide and everything were at the exact same time. So I'm not sure, you know, what his frustration was there. I'm not sure if he went back and watched the play again or not, but that doesn't really do a whole lot for us.
Maybe he's never played baseball and doesn't know, like, you have to go real fast with the tag and sometimes it may hit somebody in the wrong spot. Maybe that was his first experience at that cue. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's the emotion of the moment. I mean, everybody says things at times that, you know, aren't really meaningful or whatever. You get wrapped up in the moment. So, you know, maybe that's what it was.
Speaking of saying something meaningful, last night, Noah Cameron, maybe not his greatest stuff, but obviously that blast by Judge and Wells, some unfortunate things. What's a manager say to a guy like Noah Cameron after last night?
Yeah, I mean, look, Noah got behind Judge. You know, he that's not the first time he's done that to somebody. You know, when you get right behind him and threw him a fastball, then the next couple of times Noah got ahead of him and mixed it up and got him out. You know, the unfortunate one was he was battling like crazy to get Wells, threw him a bunch of sliders. Wells had a great at bat and caught a changeup out front. So that was a huge turning point in the game. You know, if we keep it 2-1 there, who knows? But Noah doesn't need any special messages. You know, he's going to get the ball, you know, next series, and he's going to go out there and compete like crazy.
I don't want to make assumptions, and I don't want to, you know, like say, okay, this is everything going forward, but I assume he's got a spot in your rotation now going forward. Like, there's no consideration of even sending him back down to the minor leagues. He's earned it, right?
Well, you know, we have to consider all options, Bob. You know, I mean, we have to figure we always need starting pitching depth, but Noah has done everything he can possibly do to cement himself in the big leagues. But, that's one of those things that when things come up, injuries come up or performance, you know, you've seen in the past, sometimes we send relievers down too that are doing well because the bullpen gets beat up and we have to get a fresh arm up. That's all part of managing the roster for a full season. So there are no guarantees in this game.
Yeah. I see what you're saying there, but just the way that he's pitched right now, it's been masterful, man. Like, I don't even know that he thought he could pitch this good at the big league level, you know?
Well, I mean, I think he does. I think he feels like he belongs. I think he's done a great job from day one of spring training and the way he's presented himself and the way that his message was, I'm here to try to make the team, you know, and so he was disappointed when he didn't. But we tell all these guys, right, the timeline isn't always what you want, right? There's certain circumstances that are out of your control. And when you get your opportunity, if you keep yourself in the right frame of mind, you're going to be in a good spot to perform. And he's done exactly that.
Yeah, I know I'm going to ask you this question. You're going to probably say, well, duh, Bob, if I knew the answer, I'd be doing it. But the scoring position stuff with the averages from 1 year to the next, from leading the league or second best in the league last year to last in the league right now with runners in scoring position. What have you guys maybe done in the past or seen things done in the past with other organizations when you're in a spot like that, and you just can't seem to get that big hit? Have you seen anything done that you can do, like, I don't know, like, sacrifice whatever type thing?
Like a live chicken, Well, I mean, if you remember last year, too, when we were really good at it, it is probably one of the most volatile stats in baseball, not only on a team level, but an individual level, right? I mean, there's certain things, the same type of thing that we're talking about with controlling your own timeline, there's certain things that are out of your control when you hit the ball. Now, the biggest thing is controlling your zone. You have to swing at the pitches that you can do something with. I think at times we've done that. At times we've gotten out of it. But there's no one answer. And each guy's approach is different. Each situation is different. Each opposing pitcher is different. So, like you said to start the question, if there was one answer, we would have pushed that button.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But that's not the way this game works. And sometimes you got to ride these out, and it'll pass, and we'll start getting those hits.
Q, we appreciate the time. I think I speak for the entire city in this lovely city of Kansas City. Go get these next two against these damn Yankees, man, and have a good time doing it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Take care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.